It's Good Shepherd Sunday. It always happens this particular Sunday after Easter. And in this particular passage this morning, we have one of the many I am statements that Jesus gives to the crowd, to the disciples, to the Pharisees and the Sadducees, so that they can begin to understand who is this Jesus. The first one in John 6, he tells us that I am the bread of life. When he reminds and builds into people the sense of who he is as that living bread, that which we receive the abundance of life from. And then he tells us in John 8, I am the light of the world, as he dispels darkness by being the light and dispels the darkness within the world. And then we move to today's passage where I am the gate. A little bit further on, just at verse 11, he moves from being the gate to being the good shepherd. From the good shepherd, he moves into chapter 14 where he tells us that I am the way, the truth, and the life. And then in chapter 15, he reminds us that he is the vine and we are the branches, continually building on the fact that who Jesus is and who we are in relation to him. But this morning, we're only going to focus on two places where he is the gate and the good shepherd. So I had to think about gates. I don't know how many of you have had to think about gates and how sometimes gates can be a real problem for you. When we first introduced cats into our home, we were told that we needed to put a gate at one of the doors so that the cat could have a place where the dog couldn't get. Well, if any of you have met Abby, if the gate isn't high enough, Abby will clearly jump the gate to join in with the cat. So we continually had to buy additional gates to make sure not only could the dog not jump over them, but we could unlatch them and get in, because some gates are challenging with their latches. But have you noticed how we use gates almost as a barrier? A gate is something that seems to protect us or protect whatever is inside the gate from the outside world. Well, Jesus is the gate. So that's kind of an odd concept, isn't it? Jesus as the gate. So if we think about Jesus, who calls everyone by name, who calls us to him, who came so that we might have life and have life abundantly, why would he be a gate? Why would he be a barrier? But that's not who Jesus is here, is he? What Jesus is trying to help the crowd understand, and I love that line, I think it was verse 5. Let me see. No, it's verse 6. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. People always seem to never understand Jesus. And at this point, what Jesus is talking about is the fact of how do we get to God the Father? How do we get to the Lord is my shepherd of the 23rd Psalm? God who is our Lord, who is our shepherd. How do we go into that relationship with God? And Jesus is telling them there is only one way. I am the gate. You must come to the Father through me. Then he tells us that he calls us by name. God calls us by name. And I don't know how many of you thought about Easter just recently, when Mary was in by the tomb and she recognized Jesus when he called her by name. Brothers and sisters in Christ, God knows all of our names. God calls all of us by name and seeks us to enter through Christ, enter in through that gate. And it's in that relationship that we know God's voice. And we can answer that call. We can say, here I am, Lord. Send me. That's the relationship that Jesus is calling them into. That you come into this place, this sanctuary, through me. But also, if you paid attention, we also go out that gate into the world. So now comes the part of the scriptures, if you were paying attention, there was a lot about thieves and bandits, wasn't there? An awful lot about thieves and bandits. And how they seem to circumvent the gates, that they can go over the gates, they can find a way to unlock the gate. I don't know how many of you had anything stolen, that you know that feeling of when the gate is opened and you thought, well, wait a minute, I had all the security in the world and the bandit still stole. Well, Jesus is talking about those who come in to our midst and steal us away. Now, we might begin to wonder, how does that happen? Well, sometimes the bandits and the thieves that don't come in through Christ are the things in our lives that we cherish more than we cherish God. What can steal us away from a relationship with Jesus Christ? Where are our priorities? How do we identify ourselves? What takes our time? What takes our energy? What takes our passion? If that takes the place of God, it is a thief and a bandit. And it did not come in through God, through Christ. It came in over the fence. We've started a Sunday school called Dare to Dream. And he talks about your BHAG, your big, hairy, audacious God purpose. Sometimes those things that call us into passion, those things that take our time, our energy, our focus, come from God through the power of the Holy Spirit. That comes in through the gate. And it becomes our vision and mission statement for life. But that one is of God. The thieves and the bandits do not bring God glory. So if that which you are doing, that which causes you to have great energy and passion, does not bring God glory, it is a thief and a bandit. And you may need to think about how you can reprioritize your life. And one of those ways is being here in the sheepfold. That would be a new way to call church, wouldn't it? We're in the sheepfold here. We're in the sheepfold. And that door there is our gate for us to go in and go out. But here in the sheepfold, we can learn what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ. We can feel the power of the Holy Spirit come upon us and know that maybe that vision, that dream is of God. And when I go forth from this place, I go forth out into the world following the one who knows my name and calls me to follow where he leads. But who do we follow? Because in this particular passage, Jesus is the gate. Well, he tells us in verse 2, the one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. We're not called to follow anyone but God. God the Father and God the Son, because in verse 11 we hear, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. We can only have one shepherd in our lives. If we think about who we follow or what we follow, if it is not God through Jesus Christ, his Son, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, then we are following a thief and a bandit. And thieves come only to steal, kill, and destroy. The first passage that was read this morning came out of Acts. And it was that image. Did you listen to that image of the early church where they were all gathered and worshiping on a daily basis, receiving Holy Communion, studying the scriptures, and then gathering what resources they had so that the needs of the community were met. Jesus calls us to love one another. Jesus, who knows us by name, who is the one shepherd, the only shepherd that we should follow, desires that we be brothers and sisters in Christ, that we love one another that unconditionally, such that the needs of the community are met. It means that greed does not play a factor, because greed is a thief and a bandit. It means that jealousy does not play a factor, because jealousy is a thief and a bandit. It means that the goodwill of all is the primary motivation for how we gather and give and serve not only one another, but the community. Jesus is the gate through which we came in. Jesus is the one who gave his life that we might have it abundantly. Jesus doesn't just keep us in the sheepfold, but leads us back out through that gate into the world. When we go into the world is filled with evil, with bandits and thieves. But we are called to go there. We are called to be the people, the followers of Jesus Christ. We are called to be sheep and follow the one shepherd who desired passionately that the world might be saved. And I know as we look at that Acts chapter 2 and we see that early community, we want to say that's almost impossible. But when we say that, we limit God. We limit God to our own earthly idea of how we can get along as brothers and sisters in Christ. God doesn't know any limitations. So when we begin to offer our ideas, our visions, our mission for who we are as Plank Chapel United Methodist Church, this is my prayer. That as we hear the obstacles in front of us as we move forward into those visions, we listen with ears to hear God's voice, God's will, and know when a thief or a bandit is attempting to steal the vision away from us. Brothers and sisters in Christ, the Holy Spirit is the moving power here amongst us today. If you can't feel it in this place right now, I want you to take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. God is here. Hear his voice. Let him call you by name. Come in through the gate that he has opened wide for you, that you might have love and life in abundance. And remember, in the midst of that gift, he's also calling you out into the world to share that love. Let God speak to you about your vision and your mission here, personally and as the body. There is one gate, Jesus Christ. There is one shepherd, God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And as we celebrate today the gifts of families and mothers, may we do that and rejoice in the love and offer reconciliation and forgiveness in those places where moms may have been too human and need forgiveness. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. Where are our pastures? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.